You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend, three-day holiday weekend, and we should never forget what the weekend is really all about. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day, Vietnam veteran Frank Smart. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Mark.
Frank, I want to ask you, you're a veteran, what is Memorial Day weekend all about for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of like one day a year we honor our mother and father, and 2 days a year we honor veterans, Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And this holiday is basically to honor those who died while in service. But over the years, we've expanded that to include anyone who was in the service and subsequently died. And a lot of guys died because of their service, even though it was 30 years later. And so, for those of us who are veterans, we appreciate what the civilian community does to honor us. What I've seen in the 30 years that I have been involved in Veterans Affairs in Tuolumne County, it's a lot more now than it was 30 years ago. And I don't know what to attribute that to. It could be, the 9/11 attacks. It could be Operation Desert Storm, where we had a lot of young people from Tuolumne County in that battle, and losing people like Sergeant Bobby Rapp. And all those things just occurred over a period of time, and I think it's turned this into a real pro-veterans community.
Frank, a few years ago, you had approached the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, and you talked about a 9/11 Global War on Terrorism Memorial that you wanted at the Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall out in Tuolumne City. The project was approved. Everybody was on board, but the project never seemed to go anywhere for a couple of years.
It faltered. I was having trouble raising money and getting interest in it, Then a young lady from Somerville High School, Candace Olson, come along, said, I'm going to do a senior project. I'm going to raise money for the memorial. She said, I think I can do $30,000 or $40,000, and she did $72,000. Just amazing. A wonderful young lady, great family. And so they brought into play all of the construction community, and hopefully next month we'll have a building permit and break ground. Hopefully in June, dedicate in September. And if we can't dedicate in September, then we'll hold off until Veterans Day. We want to do it on an appropriate day, and 9/11, of course, would be the appropriate day. And if not, then we would do it on Veterans Day. Because it was, most things I've been involved in involve veterans only. But this is different. 9/11 is different. This included law enforcement and firefighters in great numbers who lost their lives doing what they do. So this is a little bit different, and we've had great help on this. Jerry Ficillo's our engineer. Mike Wharton, a retired landscape architect, has been our architect. We've got Brett Taylor and his nephew Luke on board to help build it, and Ron Sutton, a Vietnam veteran who has done a veterans project with me before, is going to do the electrical, and just everyone's coming together and going to make this thing happen this summer.
And Frank, this is radio, so describe for us the finished product. What will we see with the 9/11 Global War on Terrorism?
It will be a platform about 20 by 20 with two what we call plinths on the end, on each end, to is just kind of decorated, I guess you would call it. And then there will be three Sierra white marble commemorative stones on the memorial. One, the middle one, the biggest one, will be 9/11. It'll have verbiage and images from 9/11 on it, etched into it, designed by Christina Wilkinson from Groveland, an Air Force veteran. And then there'll be the Iraq memorial and then the Afghanistan memorial, again, which will have words on it and numbers of people who died and things like that, just what normal memorials have, but just be very well done, artistically done. This will be an event venue. You could go up on that platform and perform a wedding ceremony or Easter sunrise ceremony or Veterans Day, Memorial Day. You could put a band up there. There'd be plenty of electrical outlets. The band can plug in. Have a concert. And then we will have a sidewalk of commemorative bricks. You can honor a veteran, you can honor yourself. You can honor a law enforcement member of your family. You remember a firefighter in your family. They don't have to be dead. They don't have to have passed away. They could be firefighters today. Honor them. buy a brick and honor them. We sell these bricks at 4x8, $50, 8x8, $100, and you can say a lot of things on there about that person you care about.
Who do we contact if we want to buy a brick?
Myself, Aaron Rasmussen, or go to the VFW website at vfwpost4740.org/memorial.
There's another project that goes as a companion with this, and that is a time capsule. Tell us about this.
My brain has been a little dormant the last couple of years, but this time capsule idea has really woken me up and got me excited. A time capsule. Wow. This time capsule will be dedicated when we dedicate the memorial, and it will be opened on the 4th of July, 2076, and that will be the 4th of July, 2076 is the tricentennial of America, so we thought that was an appropriate date to open it. In the theme of the memorial is the fabric of life, Tuolumne County, 2019, and we're wanting to show the people of Tuolumne County, 2076, who we were, what we were doing, and all the things that we do now to make up the fabric of life of Tuolumne County. Government, law enforcement, fire, civic social organizations, just anything and everything we want in that memorial, in that time capsule. And I have to have it by the 15th of July. Anyone wants to get hold of me, present something, and my committee will look it over and see if we like it, we'll put it in there.
You are looking for donations. What's your phone number?
My phone number is 559-1908, and I'm sitting here right now in your studio looking at the Union Democrat dated September the 11th, 2001, that you are donating to this time capsule. Headline says, Terrorists Launch Attack on U.S., Attack Felton Foothills. Wow, this is a great donation to this time capsule.
All right, Frank.
Give me a call.
We're heading into a somber weekend, 3-day holiday weekend, but we encourage all of our listeners to please take time out and remember what this weekend is all about. And Frank, as always, I tell you, and I mean this, I really do appreciate your service to our country.
Thank you, and I appreciate what this radio station has done over the years, helping me and everything I've ever done. Clark Broadcasting has been there for us, and we appreciate that.